Special Meditation, March 29th, 2001. The question today concerns the relationship between the matrix and the potentiator of the mind. We would like to know how they relate to each other, and perhaps a little bit of information as to how we might apply this relationship in our daily life.
We are of the principle known to me as the core. We greet you with joy in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are most happy to have this opportunity to speak with this unique group. And we thank the instrument and the group for its dedication in making the sacrifices needed to come together this morning. We greatly appreciate that thirst for truth, that hunger for words of beauty and sustenance that create the energy of this working and that draw us to you. We will be glad to share some of our thoughts on the archetypes of the matrix and the potentiator. As always, requesting that each listen with very discriminating ears, taking those thoughts which may have value and leaving the rest behind. For we would not wish our thoughts to be a stumbling block before any. When the Infinite Creator wished to know itself, its great heart beat out the next creation. With all of its densities and sub-densities, and all of the patterns, of those densities and creation. Time and space were invoked. And that which before was immeasurable and unknowable became a series of illusions, which paradoxically were to some degree knowable. And these shadows of knowing were much desired by the believers. And each of these sparks of shadow became agents of the one infinite Creator. Thoughts in and of themselves thoughts rounded and centered in the one great original thought, which is love. And so each of you are Logos, step down and step down until you are able to experience the very illusion you now see. And each of you has come through many experiences and many densities to this particular density at this particular time, at this particular place. Each balanced exquisitely in the present moment. And does each rest in this present moment? What is the nature of each? Each is Logan, and yet not Logan. We're not fully realized. Each is human, earthly and limited, and yet not fully human, not fully earthly and not fully limited. For there is the growing awareness of the creatorship within. And so each is as an entity with one foot in each world, the world of the earth and the world of infinity, the world of things and the world of thought. Moving into the heart, we ask each to let the world of flesh retreat, coming into that world of thought, that world of intention and principle, that world of desire and idea and love. As each of you rests in this world of the spirit, you have a unique viewpoint. For you are still within the body, within the incarnation, within the confusion. And yet by resting in the metaphysical, in the spiritual realms of the heart, you have a release into spiritual things, into those things that can be trusted and depended upon to exist today, tomorrow, and forever. The concerns within which you rest are concerns that will matter just as much in 1,000 years, in 10,000 years, in 1,000,000 years. How easy it is when attention to understand the archetype of mind, to attempt to see that mind in the context of a busy world, And yet, it is in the spiritual realm entirely. That the world of the archetypes moves. Feeding, informing, fructifying. The structures of the roots of mind. That as the spirit gazes at its evolutionary spiral, it may have tools and resources with which to guide itself in the choices related to its perception of itself as an ethical being. It is in this context that we look at the nature of the nature and the nature of the potential and their relationship with each other. This matrix potentiator axis or dynamic may fruitfully be seen as the two portions of one energy, and yet because of the complexity of these relationships, it is also very useful to see these two figures as completely separate. The foundation of your identity is polarity. The hope with which each comes into third density is that this thoroughgoing environment of polarity shall create more and more ways to see into the making of the choice of how to serve. And so these figures within the deep roots of mind, the matrix and the potentiator, dwell as sigils of ways of relationship, ways of mutual thirst, mutual help, mutual healing. Matrix is a word that seems not even to indicate a living being, but rather a structure, a container, a grid of qualities and aspects of self. The basic figure of matrix is figured forth as royal. And this is not my mistake. For as a spiritual being, each seeker is indeed the highest royalty, is indeed prince and king and creator. This figure of matrix has tremendous potential, for it is empty and waiting. The hunger for evolution is stitched and knitted into every fiber of the carefully articulated web of being that the matrix experiences as its nature. Possessed of crown and power and royalty, it is a figure with no lack of self-respect, with no concern for being unworthy, with no unhealed issues. And coming to the mind of the matrix as a human is the work of some time. For much of human sorrow, shame, guilt, low self-esteem and unworthiness need to be not denied, but taken off as shoes, as garments that are upon the body of the self, but are not the self. To enter into the matrix, one must become naked. And it is a powerful thing to accept the self as one is. Powerful enough indeed that it is difficult to do. And this is the first gate we would suggest that each unlock, to come into the unfed mind of the deep self. You do not, when you put off the clothing of self-opinion, put off the essence of self. You are not able, by any trick of mind, by any cleverness of intellect, to remove from the self the essence of self. For you are yourself. You cannot escape that energy field that you are. Vibratory nexus that you are echoes from lifetime to lifetime, from density to density throughout the creation of the body. You are who you are, and your signature is beautiful. Seldom can the entity within incarnation have a direct experience of the reality of that essence. And so we say to you that it is something you may take on trust. You may become naked of your self-perception, and you shall still exist. And you may place that self that the Creator adores. That is the true you, into the matrix of the unfed mind. And that matrix can accept all that you are as an essence. This fit is natural and ongoing. and it is helpful to go through the exercise of moving into the unfed mind of the matrix of the deep mind, and to experience at once the royalness of being who you are, and the utter humility of being empty. For as the matrix, you know nothing at first, and humble. You are a creature yearning and seeking with an appetite that is keen, unending, and driven by the wind of spirit from creation to creation. As matrix, once settled in that persona, all thought moves to the reaching, the seeking, the hoping for fulfillment. The potentiator is cast also as a royal being. And it is perhaps efficacious in terms of what we would give to this entity at this time to figure forth this potentiator as the guardian angel, the guidance, the guru, the agent of divine change. This is an entity royal with that same creatorship, full of the essence of that great self that is the one original thought, which is love. Although each may fruitfully at other times see this agent as the self, yet in this discussion we will allow the seeing of this agent as the gift giver. The one who opens the hands without knowing what it is. For as the matrix reaches to the potentiator, the need of the matrix creates the gifts of the potentiator. It is not that spiritual evolution consists in step A, step B, step C, and so forth, a lesson plan and a linear set of things to learn things to do, things to encompass with the mind, but rather it is as though the unfed mind, by its thirst, by the intensity of its thirst, and by the direction of its seeking, creates an unending grove of trees whose fruits drop into the hands of the seeker, who then eats that fruit and receives knowledge peculiar to the soil that that fruit grew in, the soil of that particular seeking, the soil of that particular response. There is a constant, organic, and mutual back and forth of information between the matrix who reaches and the potentiator who awaits the reaching. And all that is hidden within the potentiator changes every time the potentiator releases fruit from behind that veil. And that is the hidden nature of things unknown. One person on one day shall receive one fruit from Spirit. That same person upon another day, with just the tiniest change in seeking, in attitude, in state of mind, shall receive an entirely different fruit. So we cannot offer the comfortable assurance that all is in safe hands, all is prepared, all will go one way. The archetypal journey is far more creative and far more plastic. What can be trusted beyond all telling is the protective nature of this work in consciousness. It is as though, as the seeker dedicates itself to the seriousness of its desire, it alerts a large body of discarnate protection, which this instrument would probably call inner planes or angels. Whatever the description of this energy, it is devoted to being sure that whatever the incarnational situation, whatever the physical situation of those doing the seeking, this work shall be protected. This thirst and its fulfillment shall be blessed. We stand in speaking of the matrix and the potentiator at the beginning of a deep, deep road, a very a very fruitful road. A most promising road that shall be wended not just within your present lifetime or your present density, but through several densities to come. You are at the beginning of a journey of self-knowledge that shall bring surprise upon surprise, awareness upon awareness, and yet we say to you that at each of the spirals of awareness, including that one at which you now are, you are already that being which you hope to become. And by the bare attempt to seek within the archetypes, you bring resonances of that being to your waking personality, which strengthen and have a tendency to heal the waking personality. We would thusly encourage each to do this work in consciousness. Not hastily, not without respect, and certainly not without preparation. For doing this work without preparation can be unbalancing to the energetic body. And so we would caution you, before doing such work in consciousness, always to begin with the meditation, with the balancing of the energy system, with the clearing of the lower to the higher energy centers to a minimal degree, so that the energy system that is doing this work is without significant imbalance. For when there are shadows that block energy into the heart, then it is that there is not energy coming through into the green, blue, and indigo red energy centers where this work in consciousness is taking place. Consequently, we do encourage that work before a session of meditating upon the archetype, where there is the attempt to balance the energy system and to settle it, so that not only the physical body, but the metaphysical body is rested and balanced and ready to receive those piercing energies which flow from the roots of mind and fructify the waking consciousness. We would at this time transfer this content to the one known as Joe. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. We are those have a cool.
I am Quo, and breathe each again in love and in light through this instrument. We would ask at this time if there might be any further queries to which we may respond.
Yes, I have a very... first, I would like to thank those two and both instruments for what I consider to be heroism above and beyond all here. This has been very, very helpful to me, and I'm very appreciative. My question is, brings in the concept of the significator as this relates to the coming together of the major superinitiator. And today I'm in particular interested in the concept of sacrifice and whether it would be useful to see the concept of sacrifice in relation to the significator in the context of the coming.
I am Quo, and we are aware of your query, my brother. And we are also grateful for this opportunity to blend our vibrations with those present, and would respond to your query by suggesting that the concept of sacrifice, the giving of the self for the benefit of another or a principle, shall we say, is indeed a salient feature of the blending of the matrix and potentiator, so that the fruits of this blending, the stuff of your third density, may become a portion of the quality known as the significator, or the significant self. For it is the significator that is the actor upon the stage of creation, that is able to become more than it is because of the efforts of those qualities known as matrix and potentiator. That there is the sacrifice of comfort, of convenience, of opportunity, of any quality which gives stability and assurance to the entity, is significant and is registered as a great desire that seeks fulfillment by the significant self. The self of each seeker desires union with the Creator, desires knowledge of the Creator, of the self, and of the creation. This knowledge, passionately sought, willingly sacrificed for, may only be obtained when one is willing to give of the self in a degree which is reflective of this great desire. Thus the experiences which each so eagerly seeks within each incarnation, are dearly bought. The greater sacrifice purchases, shall we say, the greater knowledge, experience, union, and presence of the one creation. Is there a further query?
I said you had two. One other. And this is one that I feel comes from my beloved Mary. It is very difficult to feel oneself to be the one for whom sacrifices are made, and to feel a sense of self-worth and how to keep one head high, and to feel that one too is making a contribution. Can you give us some words of encouragement to speak to that problem?
I am Kwong, and am aware of your query, my brother. We would respond by suggesting that in the relationship in which you are so completely engaged with the one known as Meru, that there are sacrifices upon both parts which are most courageous, for we see that it is in your illusion so easy to mistake that which is of value. There is the worldly measure of accomplishment and potential for accomplishment that is in truth only of peripheral value. For it is the heart of desire in each entity, as each entity seeks the Creator within, which is of most importance. The one Creator has flung from its being the infinite creation and all entities that populate it, in the attempt that it might know itself in ways unavailable to it before such creation came about. When one, especially within the third density illusion, sets oneself the task of seeking this Creator within the self as purely and as passionately as the one known as Marilyn has done, this reverberates to the heart of the one Creator in a manner which is most significant. For by removing the ability to work in the worldly sense, one has set the challenge before oneself that is as focused as is possible within this illusion. All of the mundane world, shall we say, has been set aside for the single purpose of opening the heart in love and service to others. This done as the one known as Marilyn has accomplished will achieve the metaphysical polarity in a significant sense, in a most efficacious sense, and all who touch this entity's being are aware of the brilliance of the light within. Is there a further query, my brother?